Time now for the KSL In-Depth, the FBI investigating hackers who are launching attacks against major U.S. banks.
Joining us live is Fox Business anchor Adam Shapiro. Adam, tell us what's going on here.
Well, apparently the hackers are threatening, you remember those denial of service attacks that took place against several banks last year, and they still take place, by the way. There's apparently a group of hackers who approach the banks and say, we will do this again unless you pay us several thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. And some banks have paid up, others obviously have not. And the FBI is now investigating this. It looks as if some foreign banks, smaller banks, have actually given in to the hackers, and the hackers demand a payment in Bitcoin. So it might make it a little harder to trace who they are, but you know, this gets to the philosophical question. You know, if the bully is threatening to hit you unless you pay him, you're going to have to keep paying until you fight back.
Yeah, sounds like a lesson that we should have learned in many facets of life a long time ago. How concerned should the average person be about this if they've got money in any of these banks?
Well, I would never tell someone not to be concerned about having money in a bank. You should be checking your account. Some people would say daily. That might be a little obsessive, but I'm one of those. Or you should be checking your accounts weekly and looking for any kind of, you know, when you review them online, look for little teeny charges. What people who can get into your account will do is they'll test to see if you're looking. So there'll be like a 2 cent or a 3 cent charge or transfer that you might miss. That's the clue that someone's in there, and then later on is when they go for something big. And each bank has different regulations or guidelines as to how much you are going to get if money's taken out of your account. You need to know where your bank stands on that because it's different across the board.
Switching talks on you now, Adam. Exxon reported, I guess, some pretty poor earnings this morning, didn't they?
Yeah, they reported a 52% drop in profit, and in the second quarter, you know, even though refining profits were higher, this is what we're seeing across the board with oil exploration and the pumping of oil out of the ground. The price of oil has dropped dramatically. Therefore, they're not making money. It's pretty easy to understand.
What do you make of the downward movement of gold here? That's also getting some play this morning, and the fact that some say it's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
Well, but some people are saying that one of the reasons gold is going down is because the U.S. dollar is gaining strength, and when the Fed raises interest rates, the dollar will gain even that much more strength. One thing to remember is when the dollar gets stronger, the price of oil falls and the price of gold falls. So that's part of it. But you could look at the price of gold right now in a lot of ways. One, lack of demand in places like China and India. But also you could look at it as, I think this would be the wrong way to look at it, but that's my opinion. My opinion is worth maybe 2 cents. But some people would look at it as a sign that the economy worldwide is actually stronger than people believe, because usually people run to gold when they're nervous. I would tell you, look at the fact that the dollar is getting strength, the Fed is getting ready to strengthen the dollar when it raises interest rates, and that's probably what's driving down the price of gold and oil.
And quickly, Adam, Fed Reserve, when are we going to raise interest rates here?
If I could answer that question, I'd never have to do another discussion on radio because I'd be lounging in Bermuda.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll take it for that then. All right, Adam. Thank you very much. That's our good friend Adam Shapiro, Fox Business anchor, joining us live on the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45 past.